With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Wall Street-style trading is a cornerstone of the American economy. But should trading also be what we use to manage the natural world? Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's administration recently joined a growing number of states that are trying to move toward pollution credit trading as a system to reduce pollution in the Chesapeake Bay and other waterways. In such a system, a power plant or municipality that wanted to dump more pollution into a river could do so only if it sent money through a broker to someone else, like a farmer, who would agree to reduce pollution, for example, by fencing his cows out of a stream. Hogan's Secretary of the Environment, Ben Grumbles, argues that such trades could accelerate and reduce the multi-billion-dollar cost of the Chesapeake Bay cleanup. The idea is that pollution trading, which is already underway in Pennsylvania, can direct a stream of cash to practices that can reduce pollution more efficiently and provide an incentive to polluters like farmers who are currently exempt from pollution limits. Here's Grumbles.
The beauty and promise of water quality trading, nutrient credit exchanges, is bringing more parties into the arena to discuss solutions and coming up with more cost-effective ways to reduce excess nitrogen and phosphorus and sediment, real threats to the Chesapeake Bay.
The farm lobby loves the idea because it would mean money flowing from urban areas to farmers. But some environmentalists are concerned that the scheme, which originally came from Republicans hostile to government regulation, would hurt urban waterways and undermine the enforceability of the Clean Water Act. The federal law relies on strict limits and has been effective in reducing pollution. Trading between monitored pollution sources, like the smokestacks of coal-fired power plants, worked to reduce acid rain in the 1990s and now appears to be helping to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. However, Maryland now is proposing trades between monitored and unmonitored pollution sources, such as farms, which means it would be nearly impossible to verify if pollution is actually being reduced. Pennsylvania has been increasingly relying on pollution trading, but its system has been criticized for its lack of transparency and accountability, and Pennsylvania is far behind its pollution reduction goals, especially from farms. Scott Edwards is co-director of the Justice Program at Food and Water Watch.
There is not a market-based pollution control system in place in this country, in this world, that isn't just rife with fraud, manipulation, mismanagement, and water pollution trading will be the same.
Josh Galperin is director of the Environmental Protection Clinic at Yale Law School. He described pollution credit trading as a form of desperate environmentalism, a type of industry-friendly compromise increasingly adopted in recent years because of a conservative backlash against the strong and effective environmental laws of the 1970s. Galperin said that for Maryland to make pollution credit trading work for farms, the state would have to impose new additional regulations, which may be unpalatable to farmers. The state would have to get more involved in inspecting farms to see if the projects funded by trading are really in place, with the records of their inspections open to the public. And the government would have to do more intensive monitoring of waterways near farms to see if pollution is actually going down. Here's Galperin.
I think it's a bad idea to have trades between a monitored and an unmonitored source, or a series of unmonitored sources. If there's not monitoring, then there shouldn't be trading.
Governor Hogan's administration plans to issue a pollution credit trading proposal in the spring and accept public comment before it issues rules to launch the new program. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.